Good morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. And this is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life you want. The idea that all of us were born with special gifts, inclinations, talents, interests. And if we take the time and develop the discipline and the belief system to cultivate those, because those are seeds. You cannot do much with them. It's cool when the kid dance in school and everybody and dance at the parties and sing in school and sing at the parties and perform locally in the churches and halls. And it's cool when the kid can kick a ball, can shoot a basketball, and stand outside of the normal kid or the average kid or the other kids around him in that specific area. It's cool when a kid can draw something. It's cool when a kid can write. But those are just seeds. And if you understand, if you take the time to understand that, look, this is a seed that I've been given. We live in a world with endless opportunities. If I can cultivate the seed through discipline, work, dedication, and self-confidence, that courage that you can take this to the highest level, then you will build the skills that are associated with that seed, and it will take you to a place where you can carve out the happiest life, because that's what we are chasing. We're chasing happiness. Happiness is the holy grail. Everybody wants to be happy, to feel fulfilled, to live a life that they are proud of. It's a feeling. It's all a feeling. It's a feeling because there are some people who are in the Amazon region. There are some people who are in Eastern Asia. There are some people who are in Africa. There are some people who are all over the world. Just even here in the USA, the Amish who decide on how they want to live. That looks totally different from what we consider good living with all the luxuries and stuff. And they're comfortable, they're very happy. You define your own happiness. I'm just saying that if the way to that, the best route to that, and probably only route to that is a true expression of who you are, not what someone else think you should be doing, not the thing you end up in. Because many times we do end up in that place. We are somehow in a situation where it's survival. There's some form of a desperate part of it where we didn't come from money or we didn't come from adequate means financially. So there was this push to put food on the table. So we are not looking for what fits us. We're looking for what is available and what pays the bill, because survival is your greatest instinct. That is fine. That is cool. But we're human beings, and we have the ability to work one thing and develop the other thing in the background until the thing we're developing can take place, the place of what we're working. That sometimes is hard because the social pressures take us down a different path. And what do I mean by that? We are working this thing and we start to fit in. We start to desire to look like the next colleague beside us or next co-worker who just got the new car, who just got the new house, who just took the vacation. And then now we are able to do that too. You know, we are able to do that, and we are able to do it, or we can choose not to do it. And to decide that, look, this is not my spot. I'm trying to get out of this spot. And if I'm to get out of this spot, I have to make some sacrifices so I can get into the right spot. And then when I'm doing these things, I will be more fulfilled. But the social pressures are really heavy and powerful. So many times we are caught in this trap where we started out because we must to survive. We get comfortable because everybody around us looked that way, and now we can reach things that we never thought we could get to. And we buy into that. And it takes us down a rabbit hole where we start to attach things to us that makes us more attached to that thing. We get the loans, the credit cards, the mortgages, all the obligations and responsibilities that makes us subjected to the resource or to the thing that gives us the means of affording these things. And because it takes so much work to juggle all that, we just settle. And that's one of the greatest killer of successes, settling. Now, for the person who wants to move forward, I'll take one concept this morning and I'll share it with you. For the person who wants to move forward, who have been conditioned and socialized in a certain way. We all have our different socialization. We are a product of how we were raised and the experience we have and the environment in which we raised, the people we were raised and the people who are around us. That's who we are. We get that wiring. Unless we deliberately have some sense of awareness, which sometimes seems to be genetic in some of us, or sometimes it seems to be placed in us from adversities when something really tough happens. Unless that wake-up call, unless that awakening enter our world, we never stop to challenge the thinking that we have, the default thing that is around us, what everybody's doing. My point this morning, and what I want to share with you this morning, is that you must challenge the status quo. You must start to question yourself. You must start to question yourself. But here's where it goes south for most people. Questioning yourself doesn't mean you're going to get answers. All the answers that you want. What you will start to do is that you will start to provoke your spirit. You will start to awake desires. You will start to connect with something deep, and there will be discontentment. Now you are starting to reflect on things and realizing that something is wrong here. This cannot be it. Especially if you are met with some adversities to add to that. You cannot be there for your kids. You cannot afford to keep up with life and its expenses. You have debt of a loved one who you barely spend any time with. You are being frustrated by your superiors and your peers. There are some ungrateful things met. You're met with some ungrateful behavior from those who you give so much to. And you are trapped. And you now feel like there is something else that I should be doing. And all the childhood dreams start to haunt you again. And you start to come into yourself. Age sometimes brings that, because as you mature, all the noise start to quiet down. Takes a longer time for you to see your friends. They're gone on with their own lives. They move out of town. They move out the country. Now you more now have to sit with your thoughts a little bit longer. Takes you a little bit longer to fall asleep in the nights. You're dazed out driving on the highway and driving to work, because all life, all the things that you have done started to rush to your head, and suddenly a kick of wisdom start to come in and you start to analyze stuff. What do you do then? Because now you feel stuck. Now you feel overwhelmed. The first thing to note is that the answers are not all in you. Answers not all. All the answers are not in you. You now need to start opening up yourself to the information, to get the knowledge of how things work, What are the alternatives? What are the realities? How the matrix, quote unquote, operates? What other options people are exercising, and where is it taking them, and how they are doing it? How do we hear that every day? We hear that every day under the umbrella of personal development. Starting to invest in yourself. Why? Based on the idea that whatever you want to achieve and you haven't achieved it is usually, for the most part, based on two fundamental factors. One, you don't know enough. Two, you haven't done enough. Or a combination of both of them, in the sense that you haven't done it for a long period of time. So you don't know enough, you haven't done enough, and you don't know done enough, you haven't done enough of the right thing for the required period of time to get what you want. What am I saying in all of this? In all of this, I'm saying that when you start to challenge your belief system, question what's happening around you, and taking it a step further to start to get the information of the reality and start to call a spade, looking at how things have stacked up over time, punching it into Google. You're not going to the library, you're not spinning over an encyclopedia page. It's right there at your fingertips. And it doesn't take your life. It's not taking away your TikTok time. It's not taking away your Facebook time. It's not taking away your entertainment, YouTube time, nothing. It's allotting a period of time to introduce yourself to the idea of personal growth and improvement. Meaning you know more, you understand more about yourself, about the human experience, and about life, business, money, relationships, so you can make more educated and informed decisions. Why? Because the man who stays ignorant, is vulnerable, is a sitting duck. The thing is that life has a funny way of rolling things. It either slap you the hardest when you are the weakest, or it slap you the hardest when you have less time and resources. If you don't have, and I leave it right here, if you don't have the courage and discernment to move when you realize, or when you get that inclination and that gut feeling that it's time to move, to level up your life, then you will sit around until life move on you. When life move on you, it is the toughest thing to pull it back together. So I'm saying to you, once you start to feel that there's something better, that there's something else you should be doing, that you're not happy, that you're not living to the fullest, believe in that feeling, do the research and the learning around that, and move in the next direction. Start. Take the steps. Move on life. Do not settle. Do not settle for anything less than you feel is your best life. Because I tell you one grand revelation that you will feel in your spirit as you move towards your goal. You will feel better. You'll be happier. You'll be more fulfilling. Chasing. Pursuing. Trying to accomplish that which you know is true. Is truly in alignment with who you are. Than you will feel. Than the fulfillment you will feel. When you settle for what you don't want. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me on this podcast. I'll see you on the next one.